Central Sun, the distributing center. The great central sun is the distributing center through which the soul light flows, which forms the body of God and fills the universe. All the planets and stars in interstellar space are composed of this electronic substance, and through the substance constantly flows the rhythmic breath of the great first cause or great central sun, which is the heart center and head of this particular universal scheme. Through the great central sun came the smaller suns, of which Helios is one, there being seven in the system. Around these smaller suns move the planets of each system. That is the large and expansive scope of vision. Let us now see the physical sun, sending forth millions and millions of smaller suns, which represent your life stream and every other life stream belonging to this system of worlds, each one endowed with self-conscious intelligence and given as much of the body of God as they chose to utilize to create perfection. You see, my children, each and every one of you is a sun in embryo. The electrons that fill the universe, which you term the atmosphere, and which even form the substance of the material gifts which you use so freely, are the body of God. They have come from a pure, clean heart center, which is the heart of heaven. They are imprisoned temporarily in the forms created by man, yet they pulsate constantly with life. They have intelligence within them, and they are aspiring, like all of you, toward the full expression of their own godliness. Every table, every chair, every book, every carelessly scrapped piece of paper has within it living organisms and beings, eager and desirous of fulfilling their evolution and becoming perfected beings in some future scheme. I have watched mankind use a piece of furniture or a piece of paper, and when the required need is over, discard it roughly and carelessly. How, think you, do the electrons within that item feel? Think you it is idly that Saint Germain has suggested that when such an article has served its purpose, it is to be placed in the physical flame and the electrons free to return to the sun? This is a universal teaching applying to all. I have seen a withered flower crushed and thrown carelessly into the garbage. How, think you, the beautiful electrons that made up that flower must feel? Rather than the gratitude of the life stream that enjoyed them, freeing them through the flame into the universal. This refers to everything that serves mankind, not only people, but the very rugs beneath one's feet, the outworn shoe, or the discarded note upon which a message has been transcribed. Beloved ones, as you pass through the course of your daily outer world activities, if you would learn to be aware of these lovely intelligent electrons that make up the atoms of life and would help them on their course by love and gratitude and prayer, you would find your world so filled with the substance of God in money and supply that you would have to secure help to dispense your opulence. The electrons that form the material wealth of this universe love the God quality of love, and they will seek to be in the presence and the aura of one so loving. Remember the line from the song, "Ah, sweet mystery of life, oh, it is love and love alone the world is seeking." I would like to just read this part again. Beloved ones, as you pass through the course of your daily outer world activities, if you would learn to be aware of these lovely, intelligent electrons that make up the atoms of life and would help them on this course by love and gratitude and prayer, you would find your world so filled with the substance of God in money and supply that you would have to secure help to dispense your opulence.